Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
fun. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a 15-year-old website. We update it all the time. We've improved it many times over the years, and we update the information on that site every single day. New stuff you can read, you can listen to, or you can watch. Articles, podcasts, videos, et cetera, et cetera. And all of it from, not only from me, but from our hundreds and hundreds, almost 2,000 Brain Trust members, like our good friend Philippa Games. Philippa has been a member of our Brain Trust since 1999, and she's the author of 42 Rules for Web Presence That Wins, now just about very soon to be out in the second edition. Philippa is talking to us about how do we make sure that when we deal with a web developer, that we don't get ripped off. And of course, Philippa, as we all know, there are sites out there where you can go design your own website. More and more people are designing their own websites, aren't they?
They are, although I wouldn't necessarily recommend that unless you're really comfortable doing that kind of thing.
Well, if you've got a serious business where you've got, you know, customers and you know, if you're a startup, if you're a really small business and you're trying to just have more of an informational website, then I don't blame people for that. Save some money, it does the job.
If you're
a serious business going after, you know, serious customers and you've got any kind of critical mass at all into your business, you need to get a professional site done, right?
Right. And you know, the site I'm talking about has an e-commerce function.
Right.
It has calendaring. It needs to interface with the organization's database. So, I mean, we're talking about a more complex
That's
thing.
Exactly right. Yeah. So in that case, you need to hire a professional. You need to know what you're going to get. So talk to us a little bit more about what we should be looking for.
Well, one of the things we were talking about the wireframe, and when I looked at the wireframes, like I say, they look.
Remind them what a wireframe is just a model, a non-functioning model of what your site will look like.
Right. In this case, it was essentially an image, just a complete image.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for example, the search box for the site, so the internal search, so once you come to the site where people can search for what's actually on the site, and content is really important here to this site, the search box was right at the top of the screen, and mm-hmm. it was a light gray color
mm-hmm.
with the word search in white on the light gray.
Mm.
So that's not exactly something that stands out.
Need contrast.
And when it's right at the top of the screen like that, as soon as you scroll down, which you're going to do because, you know, you're going to want to see what's
right.
further down, you're going to lose that search box, right?
Ah.
And so it's not going to appear to you again, and you're going to think there is no search on this site. Now, search is a really important function both for the visitor and for the site owner, because if you have search and you track in your analytics what people put into that search, you can find out a lot of really useful information. Like, what are people really trying to find? What words do they use? You know, how do they think about what should be on your website, what they think they should find on your website? Are there words that they very commonly misspell that you can set up synonyms for? I mean, all of this you can find out. And obviously, you want to...
How does an average person who's the customer, who's buying the website development, most of us don't know what you just said. I mean, of course, I guess we can read your book and find all that out. But folks, I definitely recommend you do that. But, I mean, as you know, most people don't know. They say, oh, a search button, that's good, I like that. But they don't realize that there are other parameters for that, right?
Well, and the problem is the client said to me, oh, but lots of websites do that. I see that kind of thing on a lot of websites.
Mm-hmm.
Just because a lot of websites do that doesn't mean it works, doesn't
right.
mean it's good, doesn't mean it's the best thing to do. And he said that a lot, and I feel
mm-hmm.
like he poor guy who stuck between the web designer and me, but, you know, that's not a good reason to do it unless you know that it works.
So what should we do? Should we have a web designer who actually does the work and then have somebody like you who looks over their shoulder, and should we engage more than one person? I mean, should we have like a team?
Sure. I mean, one of the things you can do is take those wireframes and at least try to get somebody to figure out whether or not it's actually usable.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's an informed person on your staff or a focus group, if you can't afford to hire a second consultant. But if this thing's going to be really important, a second opinion is really going to help. And let me give you a prime example. I told you they have an e-commerce function, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I reviewed these wireframes, I couldn't find a checkout button.
Oh, yeah, that's a big. that's amazing.
I mean, I found add to basket. And of course, I don't know how the site's going to work.
This
yet
is what
I
amazes me when I go to a website and I can't easily find the main thing that they do.
Right. Exactly. And on a similar vein, you know, the newsletter sign-up for
right.
where they collect email addresses was right in the footer. So, you know, the bit at the bottom that's
oh,
got
really?
The privacy statement and the copyright.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
That was the only place it was to sign up for the newsletter?
And
this was in the new wireframe, the proposed wireframe?
Yes, and again,
well, let me give you a message for those folks. You call them and tell them I said this. Find another developer.
Well, and you know the other piece that
even I know not to do that.
Right, and when I said we need to move this, the guy said, "But we've already paid them a lot of money, and if we start coming up with a lot of changes, they're going to charge us more."
Oh no!
Right, which is
this
the other
is the ripoff. This is the ripoff part, folks.
Right.
So okay, when we come back after these messages, we'll get Philippa to help us do by the numbers how to engage a developer. How to make sure that we don't pay too much money before we get what we, you know, heading toward what the product that we need to wind up with, the result we need to wind up with. 42 Rules for a Web Presence That Wins by Philippa Gaines.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.